Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Okay, raise your hand out there if you would had thoughts of if you could ever get to a spammer or a scammer that you would do bodily harm to that person.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Even if, huh? Maybe. You know what I'm saying?
The ungodly thoughts I've had.
Well, good morning, Steve Jordahl.
Good morning, everybody.
Steve Paisley Jordahl. Yep. Wearing his flamingo shirt.
Yep. His rainbow flamingos.
That's a pretty cool shirt.
I like that shirt.
Okay, so, Steve.
Yes.
My wife, Allison, she got out this shirt that I'm wearing now.
Yeah, yeah.
This morning, she bought it at Sports Academy. I give them a free ad.
Yep.
Academy Sports.
I didn't pick out this shirt,
that's right.
Although I like it. She
not
picked it out for me. She said, I picked this out specifically so you could one-up Steve.
Did she? You did, too. That's
and
nice.
So,
it looks like Miami Vice.
The color, that's what you color said. Scheme. I look like Don Johnson.
There yes.
You
go. Well, I got the four-day.
Wait, that's right. You didn't. I do have the four-day beard going on.
Yes.
Like Don Johnson.
Yes. He was known for that.
So, and Steve's got the pink the flamingos. They're multicolored. Steve's a multicultural kind of guy.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Flamingos on LSD.
Which we don't encourage.
We don't.
No, we don't.
Because you take LSD, you start seeing flamingos.
Right. Just like those.
You know what I'm
saying? My understanding is flamingos are actually pretty mean birds.
Are they really?
Yeah, like you get too close to them, they'll bite you.
These haven't done me any harm.
That describes every animal on the planet, though.
That's true. That's true. What a nice little squirrel.
My finger! I tell you what we're experiencing here in our area. The Northeast Mississippi area, and this is probably true a lot of the South right now, at least, is the mosquitoes.
Yes.
Because we got so much rain.
Mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Huh? Mosquitoes.
Mosquitoes?
Mosquitoes.
Anyway, they're swarmers now.
Yeah.
They attack you.
They own the outside.
You're swatting one, two more are getting you from the backside.
His brothers and cousins come looking for you.
Yes, yes.
Blood now, suckers. Ed, you know a lot about flamingos. Tell us a little bit about mosquitoes. Go ahead.
Yeah. Mosquitoes are
the bane of human existence in a lot of places.
I tell you, I know Texas, they say everything's bigger in Texas, but I put our mosquitoes in Mississippi. I'd put our mosquitoes up against anybody.
Yeah. Anybody's mosquitoes?
Anybody's mosquitoes. So, anyway, do you use the, when you're outside, do you use the spray? Just curious.
No.
You know why? Because you're a real man?
No. I stay. I'll sit on the porch until the mosquitoes come out. And then I go, yes, sir. I'm going inside.
Yeah. No, I don't.
I don't like sprays.
I don't tend to get bit a lot. I'm sure that they get me.
They know you're from California.
They know I'm from California. So, I'm giving away a dog this morning.
That was an abrupt.
It was. Well,
that
I got to tell
abrupt
you,
change of topic.
What does this have to do with Jeffrey Epstein? I want to know.
It has to do with mosquitoes and now ticks.
Oh.
Oh yeah, Allison found a tick on her yesterday. So.
Oh.
Ticks are out too.
It was a bad morning.
I'm telling you, it's like the African jungle here right now.
It really is.
Between ticks and mosquitoes and
it's almost like the world is fallen.
Yeah, it's like a. I don't know. If you have to choose between a mosquito and a rhino, I guess you still stay with the mosquito.
Stay with the mosquito. Yeah. Although malaria kills more people around the world
than rhinos.
Than any almost anything else.
Yeah. That's what I needed to hear.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have malaria.
Malaria. Here. Hey, on a serious note, my dad did get encephalitis from
yes.
a mosquito.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's bad business.
Yes. We used to have to take malaria shots every 6 months when I lived in Africa.
Yeah. Oh, for that. Yeah, it's a serious thing. All right, you're listening to Today's Issues on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, Wesley, and now Steve Paisley Jordahl joins us. Steve, what's your first story?
I'd like to talk about the attack on the Immigration and Customs Enforcement officials that we're seeing around this country. We had a level up in this, as they say in the gaming world. The bad guys have started organizing. A couple days ago, we saw a lone gunman try to take out some ICE officials on the border of Texas at a border crossing. He didn't. He was stopped. They shot him and killed him. The next day, 10 Antifa types, I don't know, they haven't identified what gang they're from, but they look like the Antifa type, organized and have been charged with attempted murder after they, in an organized fashion, went after ICE agents down in Texas. And it is, like I say, it's like a leveling up. They are now organizing in a RICO style, gang style, and they are starting to put together a organized resistance to the Trump administration, a violent organized resistance to the Trump administration. And it's interesting, Caroline Leavitt was talking about this from the White House podium the other day, talking about the dangers that they are, our ICE agents are getting, cut three.
The American public witnessed an open border, illegal alien invasion for 4 years, and they said enough is enough. The vast majority of this country supports deporting illegal criminals from our communities. This administration is all hands on deck in doing that to remove public safety threats from our communities, to protect our nation, our homeland, and our citizens. And they face now a 700% increase in violence from radical left lunatics, and we're not going to tolerate that.
And what are we hearing from Democrats? Crickets.
Yeah.
Or we're hearing them ratchet up the threats. Cut one.
Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets. They're in unmarked vans, wearing masks, being shipped off to foreign torture dungeons.
This is Gestapo-like behavior.
Folks getting snatched off the street by secret police who are wearing masks.
And you compare them to those nondescript thugs who grabbed that student, that graduate student. It does look like a Gestapo operation.
Okay, can I say something?
Sure. Mm-hmm. It's your show.
Well, I don't know what a Gestapo... They're talking about the SS working for Hitler's Nazi Germany, right? Isn't that the Gestapo reference?
The Gestapo was the secret police.
Secret police,
yeah.
Which did sweep people off from their homes.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they were...
disappear them.
They're basically doing the bidding of the Nazis,
yes,
and terrorizing their communities. So anybody they thought was a spy or anybody thought was disloyal to the Führer would be...
Right.
The SS or the Gestapo would visit their home. Have I got this right? Basically, secret police?
Yeah.
Okay. What's going on in our country now with the Homeland Security guys?
ICE. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Okay.
Number one, tell me when physical police work ever looks easy on the eyes.
Right.
So to speak. Okay. It's always, when you see a video or of a cop, I'm talking about one.
When they're enforcing the law.
And they're enforcing the law, yeah, and they have to get aggressive with somebody. There's a part of you that always watches the video going, is that really necessary? Can't they just ask them nicely to, you know,
right,
you know, I know that's naive and that's stupid, but that's a thought we all have. And I mean, nice. I mean, you go, couldn't this have been avoided if you'd have done, if a cop had done this or done that? Now, let me just say this first. Secondly, most of the time, videos are picked up where the people who want you to believe one way or another have taken the video and sliced and diced it. Okay, it's kind of like you go to the grocery store, and you're there to pick up a few items, and you walk around the bread. You go down, start going down the bread aisle, and there's this mother just wearing out a 3-year old with her hand on his rump or something like that. Or
yeah,
that, you know what I'm saying? And you go, oh, that's awful. That child doesn't deserve that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That sweet little child. Can't you just talk to him and put him in time out in the basket or something like that? Okay, what they don't show you is the 20 minutes that kid's been pitching a fit,
right,
and talking, and
ignoring mama,
ignoring or talking back to or being a smart aleck. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The frustration level. So you make a judgment based on your where the video starts. And a lot of these people on the political left here who are wanting to exploit this, they're taking videos of ICE arresting people, and no, it doesn't look good. Okay, But they don't tell you that the people they're arresting, they're, what their rap sheet is,
right,
or why they're wanted. In Los Angeles, remember when that started, all that stuff about 6 weeks ago, yeah, in Los Angeles? Well, they had a search warrant they were going to execute.
Right.
They had a search warrant from a judge because they were going to pick up a bad dude. And the bad, I think the bad dude ran from them or something, and then people started defending the bad dude because, yeah, they didn't want ICE there,
right,
quote, terrorizing their community.
Stop ICE.
Did you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, also, the reason that, so it, yes, it does look like the Gestapo when you watch the videos, but they don't tell you that these ICE officers are being doxxed, and they're having to wear a mask. They don't want to wear a mask. But they have to wear a mask to cover up their identity because they're being doxxed, and they and their families' lives are being threatened. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So that's the reason. And so the left here, the Democrats, are saying, oh, this is Gestapo, and they need to take off the mask and quit terrorizing people. So,
you know, go ahead. And everybody knows that that's why they're wearing the masks. Our Democrat lawmakers in Congress have introduced a measure which will go nowhere because Republicans control the legislature, but to require them to take off their masks to put their families at risk. Our Democrat lawmakers in Washington want them to take off their masks and want to put their families at risk. Yes. There's a lawsuit that the ACLU has filed against ICE, and Karen Bass, the mayor of Los Angeles, has joined in this lawsuit. There's a U.S. attorney for Central California. His name is Bill Isile, and he has something to say about that. Cut two.
Yeah, let me be very clear what's going on here. You have the politicians in California who are being openly hostile to the federal government. We are doing our job. We are enforcing federal immigration laws as written by Congress. If Karen Bass didn't like the law, she should have changed it when she was in Congress. But instead, what she's doing is she's signaling to the public that it's okay to stand up to federal agents, to obstruct them, to impede them, and yes, in some cases, to attack them. So we are not going to be dissuaded. This is why the military is here. It's so critical that we have the military protecting our agents. And to Ms. Bass, we will not be intimidated, and we will not be deterred from accomplishing our mission.
Listen, this problem solved if the ICE agents just say that they feel as if they have a little bit of COVID, and then the problem solved.
Oh, that's a good point.
Doesn't they have to wear a mask?
We don't want to spread COVID. It's going around in our ranks.
Now, we know the Republicans and most conservatives would be like, yeah, I get it. But then just from an argument standpoint, the left is going to have a hard time with that one.
Yeah,
because they were so.
We're just trying to follow the science.
Just follow the science.
Wasn't you were making a point earlier this morning, though, in the meeting about masks when the left didn't care whether people.
Well,
wore masks.
Yeah, I don't know if I was making that point, but the point that was made was that when Antifa wears masks in the middle of their committing of crimes and their violence, none of the Democrats call for them to be demasked. Don't take those things off, you know. But they don't. And I can't emphasize enough, the Democrat Party, we kind of say, oh, they're appealing to the outer 10% fringe of their base. And, oh, isn't that nice? Because they're going to lose the 90%, and that'll help Republicans win elections and conservatives. And that's all well and good. But that 10% is now fomenting violence and killing or trying to kill ICE agents. And it's not a funny political look at the Democrats just, you know, destroying themselves again. That's not it anymore.
All right.
There is violence going on.
Next story.
All right. Well, not only do we have left-leaning people that are a little ignorant about the violence, we have economists that don't know what they're talking about either. So cities around the country are increasing their minimum wage. And this isn't just red cities and states or blue cities and states. Alaska, for example, is pumping up its minimum wage from $11.73 to $13 an hour.
Where is that?
In Alaska. It's going to reach $15 an hour.
Is there a city now?
That's a state.
Oh, state.
The state, okay. Minimum wage in Alaska. In Oregon, they're raising...
That was a funny exchange. Tim was asking if there was a city, and you said, no, Alaska's a state. I'm sorry. It just hit me as people.
In Oregon, they are raising the minimum wage. In Florida, they're actually raising the minimum wage. In total, 88 jurisdictions, 23 states, and 65 cities and counties will raise the minimum wage by the end of 2025. All right. So what they're thinking is we give these people that are working these minimum wage jobs not a living wage. We're going to try to give them a living wage. So let's go ahead and give them $15, $16 an hour. Oh, wouldn't that be nice? Because now they'll be able to afford maybe some more rent and everything. What do they not factor into this equation, Wesley?
No, I don't know.
They don't factor in that the people that pay the $15, $16 an hour have to get the money somewhere, so they got to charge you more when you walk into Dollar General or Target or whatever to buy your shampoo. They got to charge you more because they have to pay their employees more. That's called inflation.
I do know the answer to that part. That is called inflation.
Listen, this is the basic problem is that a lot of young people are having a hard time getting life on track in terms of they pay astronomical amounts for rent. They're still, some of them are still paying off college loans. It doesn't look like they're going to be able to buy a house. And politicians are wanting to appeal to them. So they are saying, we'll help you out. We will raise the minimum wage because politicians oftentimes don't care what the consequences are as long as they get voted back into office. This is a foolish attempt to solve the economic problems, and it's just going to make the problems worse.
Yeah, I do like the fact that this is being handled on a state level, though, to the federal government.
Yeah.
So if the state of Florida, because the more local a decision is, the more responsive the people, the elected officials will be to their decisions.
Right.
So, people of Florida want to give a minimum wage increase. That's up to them. I do understand the principle you're talking about, though, Steve, because when you raise mandatory pay, the businesses, they have to raise that money to pay those the increase, and where are they going to get it from? They're going to get it from the customers, which makes prices go up for everybody.
So I'll say one additional problem is that corporations and mom and pop stores handle this differently. Mom and pop stores, some of them are going to go out of business because their margins are already so small they can't afford to pay it. The increase in the minimum wage, and they're going to lose customers if they raise their prices, who are going to go to the big box stores, for example, to try to save money on what they're buying. So on the one hand, you're going to put small businesses out of business, and the corporations, I'll tell you the way they might wind up handling it, is they'll say, fine, we're not going to use people at all. We're not going to pay
robots.
We're going to do robots, and then we're going to get rid of these jobs because then we don't have to pay anybody after the investment comes off our taxes.
Yeah.
One question.
Yeah.
Here. Will McDonald's
improve?
Use I had one of their quarter pounders the other day, and it was really good.
It's
McDonald's
fresh.
I'm talking about. It's an American institution. So I have nothing against McDonald's except this. I hold this against thee.
Yes.
I've heard it from
Wesley knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I want to know, are they going to have a robot tell me that the ice cream machine is broke? Because that will be the ultimate insult, I think, to our intelligence.
And will the robot tell you that the ice cream machine is broke with a bad attitude?
Robot with a bad attitude.
Well, because I get the bad attitude stuff a lot. It doesn't matter how much they raise the minimum wage.
Right.
I tell people, I'm not talking about McDonald's. I'm just talking in general at fast food places. You get people interacting with you who just don't care.
Yeah.
Well, and if the robot has a conscience, unlike some of the employees, they'll tell you the truth and they'll say, we're cleaning. Yes. They've already cleaned it. That's what they – the ones that have been honest with me, I've been less frustrated. But a lot of times I'll go and they'll say, hey, we just cleaned it and we close in an hour. Now, I disagree with all of that.
Right.
But I can drive away without being mad because he told me the truth. Right.
I just want somebody –
it can't be broke for 6 months.
I just want someone at McDonald's to say this. You know what? I know the ice cream's good, but cleaning it is really hard, and we don't want to do it. Right. So we just tell people it's broken so we don't have to mess with it.
If a robot tells me that the ice cream machine is down, that's when I say, ice cream machine, heal thyself.
Heal thyself.
Yeah, it should be a self-cleaning ice cream machine.
A robot can clean the machine as easy as it can tell me that it's down.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody ought to have to work in a fast food place for
I was going to say,
stuff.
When I was young, minimum wage jobs were so I could afford gas. I could get kind of a work ethic going. I got the, you know, get the resume going. It wasn't supposed to be a living wage. I go to school, then I get a job as a plumber, or I go to college, and then I get the job that I'm living off of. But McDonald's was never meant for me to make a career out of.
Okay, boomer.
I'm about to show how much time we got left. Do you got something else? Because I'm about to show how far right I am if we keep going.
I can go. You want some good news?
How quickly can you do it so that Steve can still give us some good news?
I just want to know, is minimum wage, I haven't had to think about this in a while, a forced minimum wage, is that even like true capitalism? Like forcing a company to pay a certain amount?
No,
it's not.
The history is not the free market. The history is that child labor laws were, kids were being abused.
People were being abused. Yeah.
Capitalism is a great economic system, has done the most for the world. But my dad always said, your grandfather always said, capitalism undergirded by Christian principles.
That's right. That's what Stephen McDowell would say.
Has provided the most wealth in the world history.
I agree with that.
With the most responsibility and the most care and compassion.
Right.
Go ahead, Steve. What do you got?
Are you guys traveling in the coming weeks? You
get news. A few weeks, yeah.
Good news. If you're flying, you no longer have to take your shoes off at the airport.
That's why I pay for TSA pre-screen.
Well, now you get no advantage from that. I have that as well.
I know. This is going to be weird because I always look over at the people in the regular line and say, I ain't taking off my shoes. Yeah. But you have to.
But you still have to take off your belt and stuff, right?
We're getting to that.
I think Chris, you know him, who announces, says that the technology is catching up to the point where they don't make you take off your shoes. And she didn't say this, but I think they can tell the difference between a belt and a gun.
Well, yeah. I always wondered, I do have the TSA pre-screen, which I pay for. You go through a shorter line, so you're expedited, although more and more people are doing that, so it's not so much of an advantage anymore. However, I've always wondered if in my line, I don't have to take off my shoes. But in the regular line, they do, and I'm going, what's the difference between the people?
You've been screened. Your background has been checked by TSA.
I know, but I could show up with some bad.
He could become radicalized.
That number can be revoked. By the way, I have TSA and my wife doesn't. This puts me in a very bad position.
Well, you need to give that to her for her birthday or something.
Well, geez, we got to get her to a place where she can apply for it. I mean,
you need to help her out right
there. I know, right?
That's right, man.
So when you get to the line, you look at each other and you go, honey, I'm going to have to
bye.
It's nice. No. Wow, Steve.
I generally, I'll
be wait- how do you get away with that?
I'll be waiting on you.
I generally don't use the TSA number unless we're late and I have to get to the gate or I'm going to do something. If
honey, I'm going to go on the gate. I'll see you in an hour.
I'll see you.
Right.
We'll meet at Starbucks.
Right. Yeah. All right. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Ed.
Uh-huh.
Wesley, far right, Wildman.
There we
radically
go.
Right.
Radically right.
I'm going to radicalize you, and you're going to lose your TSA.
My thanks to Fred Jackson, Abraham Hamilton, and our producer, Brent Creeley. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.